Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the Ashar of Arif Billah, Hazrat Akhtar Sadat Marana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Naye Ja Momina Ata Ho Rahe Hain. Jo Har Dam Khuda Par Fida Ho Rahe Hain وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں تو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ خمرے کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں وہ خمرے کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن جام مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں تجھے ہو ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کے وا ہو رہے ہیں یہ شان کرم ہے کہ لالا عطا ہو رہے ہیں یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں عطا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں. وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں, محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں, محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں. وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادہ الذین اصطفى. Try and translate this beautiful bayan of our Honorable Illustrious Dada Shaykh Arif Billah. Tabriz Zamana Rumi Waqt Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu. That Hazrat explains in this part of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala what great treasures and blessings a person will gain. In this beautiful poem Hazrat is titled Naye Jaam Umeena Ata Ho Rahi Hai, that all the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing us with new goblets and new jugs of wine. In other words, the wine of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sufiyai Kiram, the pious servants, have given a tashbih, given an example of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the wine. Because in this world, people think they are enjoying their life in the taverns, having wine and entertainment, but that wine intoxicates you in such a way that you don't even know yourself. You don't know who's your mother, you don't know who's your sister, who's your wife. You lose your whole senses, and not only your senses, you lose your respect, everything. This wine is the wine of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which gives you great honor, great respect, and gives you extreme enjoyment of the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where you fulfill the rights of Allah and the rights of fellow human being that is following the Shariat and the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat says in this beautiful poem here, and these are not just poems of entertainment, these are bayan. Hazrat is explaining the condition of his heart, that what he has gained in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have all come here for that purpose also. We should also have this intention that Allah Ta'ala gives us a brief idea, an inkling towards these realities. And we also desire that Allah Ta'ala can give us even an iota or one drop of this reality, then a person has achieved a great deal in this world. Otherwise, you come in the world, you make ibadat, everything, you'll get reward. But if you haven't got the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, you still have missed the boast. So this is what we have to be desiring and having intention and have that true desire. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants to that person who's got desire. So Hazrat says, jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahi hai, wo fani buto se juda ho raha hai. Well, how you will get this? This part of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it demands that every moment of your life, every breath, khuda par fida ho raha hai, that you must sacrifice your life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, your desires, everything you sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Hazrat has taught us so beautifully, that the zikr we make, Allah, Allah, and some mashayikh says that you must make the zikr in such a way that you make fast and fast, that you make it so much that now every breath that you take, Allah comes out. When you breathe in, Allah, and you breathe out, La comes out. But our Dada Shaykh Arif Billah, what a great recognize of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has explained it according to our level, and in reality, Hazrat says, what does fast and fast actually mean? And fast means every breath of yours. And fast means to protect. In other words, every breath of yours you must protect from the disobedience of Allah. And this is what it means, that har dam khuda par fida ho raha hai. So when we make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with that desire that, oh Allah, I want you, oh Allah, I want to sacrifice my life for you, oh Allah, every breath of yours, of mine, oh Allah, that you have blessed me with, I must sacrifice it for you. And what is the sign of this? Wafani buto se juda ho raha hai. That you'll find now that all this artificial and perishable idols of this world, now you're becoming distant and you're moving away from all these things. Now sports, entertainment, all these things don't really appeal to you. Even you're involved in your business, everything halal also. But more conscious you'll be that Allah Ta'ala must be happy with me. Your business also you're doing, is Allah happy with me? Your domestic life also, is Allah Ta'ala happy with me? So all the time you see a person and forget the haram, the idols that are the dollies that are walking on the street, etc., where you thought you could not control your gazes. That I have to look, they're walking on the street, how am I going to control my gazes? But a person will be surprised when you have this intention and desire and you tread this path that Allah has made so easy. It's not an easy path. It's a very difficult path. But Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy by showing us the way how to tread this path. That kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Just be with the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as our pious servants have said so beautifully, that tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat ki raah mein. Hum chal rahe hai, tum hamare saath chalo. On behalf of all the mashayikh, all the pious servants of Allah, they have said so beautifully that to walk this path of the love of Allah on your own, it's not easy. It's quite difficult. You'll have lot of hiccups. So we are walking on this path. We have learned from our elders. And this is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala has made it with the sohbat, with the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala and walked the path of the love of Allah. And then they showed it to the world. And this will carry on till the day of Qiyamah. When Allah Ta'ala said, Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, then so to say Allah Ta'ala made it further upon him that in every error they'll be sadiqeen, the true pious servants of Allah. So if we desire and we have the eagerness that we also want to tread on this path, Allah will open our hearts to the pious servants of Allah. Then get connected to them and then learn. And as they teach us of the greatness of Allah, how to make the zikr of Allah, then see all this artificial entertainment of this world, haram will go out of your world, of your life. And even what is halal and permissible, you'll be doing it, but all the time with consciousness, that is Allah happy with me or not. Wa khumre quran to kawitar hai lekin naye jam o meena ata ho raha hai. Hazrat explaining this very high condition of the connection of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat says that very strong wine Allah Ta'ala has granted us of his love. In other words, from my Shaykh, that is the Shaykh of our Dada Shaykh of the Shaykh Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullahi, from his Shaykh, what they got, that wine of the love of Allah. In other words, that true connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says this wine that Allah has granted us is very strong. It's very powerful. But Allah is so kind. This is that part of the love of Allah that there's no short to it. Because Allah is unlimited. Allah's love is unlimited. And the more you enjoy the wine of the love of Allah, you just want more and more. And Allah is so kind that the more Allah Ta'ala sees your desire, Allah grants more and more. So Hazrat says, Naye jamo meena ata ho raha hai. That new and new pitchers and goblets of the wine of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being dished out all the time. That you came to a majlis, you enjoyed it, and you thought, hey, that majlis was the best. You came to the next majlis, so this is even better. And every majlis you'll come. If you come like our Hazrat teaches us, that whenever you come to your Shaykh majlis, empty your heart, empty your mind. That don't think I know anything. Don't think I know of the love of Allah, or I've heard this bayan. Just empty everything and you'll see every majlis, you'll get new enjoyment of the goblet of the wine of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you'll see you won't want to miss majlis. And as we see here, Allahu Akbar, brothers from where? Australia, from Nigeria, from which part of the world? Why have they come here? Because they have something they are enjoying. And just enjoyment, you can pay the whole world, it's still not enough. Just to get, as our Hazrat says, if you come, you paid all your wealth just to come listen to one couplet, and just an idea of the reality comes into our heart, then all your spending is not just fruitful, is very, very beneficial in this world, and you'll see the real results in the year after. So every, if you come with this open heart, we'll see every majlis, every occasion, and even that bayan that you thought you heard, but every time you hear it with an open heart, a new point opens up. And a new reality. And as our Hazrat said, most important for myself and all of us, that there's no shortages of bayan, there's no shortages of CDs, etc. But I have to check my own condition, do an introspection, how much is coming into me. Like Hazrat just taught us last night also, we all will say that 15 days of Ramadan Sharif is gone already, it's gone so fast, we have to see what we did and what we have to do. And then we'll see how we will benefit. It senses just talking and think we came and we happy we came for the majlis, we met our sheikh and it's over. No, the real thing is when we go from this, that are we getting the enjoyment of the zikr of Allah, and that the, what is the sign of the enjoyment of the zikr of Allah? Punctuality, istiqamat. And for this, Hazrat says that all your life, kabhi qalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar, rahi ishq mein ba wafa ho raha hai. That in the spark of the love of Allah, a person has to be loyal all the time. Allah wants to see our loyalty, that are we really sincere, like Hazrat teaches us so beautifully. In the beginning, a new salik, a person who starts spreading the spark, he starts making zikr of Allah, because he never used to make before, now he's making zikr, he's enjoying it, and few days he enjoys, after that he sees that now he's not getting that enjoyment. Now shaitan puts all thoughts in his mind that he's tired and he doesn't have enough time, etc. But that is the test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a small child, you want to make him closer to you, then you show him sweets and you show him, I'll give you this, I'll give you that. When he comes close to you and now you see he's acquainted to you, now you just call him. And if he doesn't come, then you say, if you don't want to come, it's your problem. Because now it's no more, that sweet was to bring you close. So Allah Ta'ala says in the start, you get enjoyment in your zikr, that is lutf, enjoyment. So Allah wants to see, are we Abdul Lutf or are we Abdul Latif? Lutf means enjoyment and pleasure. Are we the slaves of enjoyment? And as Hazrat has mentioned in the next verse also, that in every aspect, even in our deen, especially myself, this is to myself, and we all should think that whatever we do in our deen also, even if you give bayans or whatever, your nafs must be happy. You must have, and people, your nafs must be dancing, etc. So there must be no, we have to work in the part of the love of Allah, that there's no iota of the nafs getting any enjoyment whatsoever. And that is why the part, till the time we go to the cupboard, we'll have to be all the time giving our heart something. Sacrifice your heart, your desire wants something. Your life you'll have to sacrifice for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes occasions will come, crucial occasions, and we see, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, he used to, so to say, got caught in a very crucial, terrible occasion, that now he's caught up in a big sin. But he showed us, when you're eager to run to Allah, Allah will open the doors for you. That wastabaqa al-bab, he didn't say, now what am I going to do? Now I have to fulfill this woman's evil desire. He ran to the door. He knew the doors were locked, but he ran. Allah Ta'ala split all the locks open. So Allah give us that jazbat, that eagerness in this month of Ramadan Sharif, that we make dua that, Ya Allah, give me that courage like a lion, that when any haram desire and any haram entertainment comes in front of me, and that occasion comes, I give my life and I give my heart to you, Ya Allah. And that is what, when we make zikr, we should be emptying our heart. La ilaha illallah. Let's take out everything from our heart and put Allah in our heart. And the sign of this will be, khushi apni unki khushi par lutakar, hum ab ahle sidq wa fustafa ho raha hai. that all my happiness, my desires, my enjoyments in every aspect, whether it's our worldly matters, whether it's our deeni matters, that I sacrifice it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala must be happy with me on everything. And this is, we have to be checking ourselves. First with regard to our matters of dunya, then in our matters of deen also. And as you progress to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is very fine. All the time we have to be checking ourselves, because shaitan is very shrewd. He doesn't want us to progress to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he gives our nafs all the time. He spurs up our nafs and make our nafs get happy. So all the time we have to be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, please shower your mercy upon me and help me, that don't let my nafs get a better part of me. So I should be sacrificing every desire of mine for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the start, we should be just making the intention that, oh Allah, I'm doing this only for your pleasure. And then as we progress and make zikr of Allah in the company of the Shaykh and what our Hazrat tawajjuh and attention upon us, then a person will be more conscious to check our actions. And in this way, Hazrat says, "Ahle ab, ahle sidq wa safa ho rahe." In this way, you'll become the people of purity of heart and truthfulness of heart. That is, you'll be a true lover of Allah. And this is what is called the sadiqeen. That those people, hal or qal yakta hai. That those people, their condition, their words and their condition of the heart is the same. Not like me, that we talk very nice and give big bayans and big stories of the love of Allah, but we far from that. Totally opposite. If myself, I check my life truly, far from this reality. So we have to think and beg Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, on the one hand, we have to beg Allah. We have to be beggars in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, we have to try and make as much effort according to our ability, how much Allah grants us. Then a person will become true and the loyal servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how to do this, Hazrat says, Kabhi pi rahe lahu azuka, mitakar khudi ba khuda ho raha hai. That sometimes you'll have to drink the blood of your desires. That you're desiring something and you want it, but Allah won't be happy with you. So for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll sacrifice that. No matter how you're desiring for that, at that time you'll tell your nafs that, rather I die, but I won't go against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, in a hadith Qudsi, Allah ta'ala mentions, أَنَا إِنَّ مُنْكَسَرَتُ الْقُلُوبِ, that I am with those hearts that they are broken. They have broken their hearts for my pleasure. That they want to do this. They want to look at this haram. But they know Allah Ta'ala will be unhappy. So they stay far away from there. And the pious servants of Allah, forget haram. Those things that are permissible also. Even those things in there, they take great precaution. And they drink their blood in that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the part of the love of Allah, the part of annihilation. That a person must realize that I am the slave of Allah. When you are slave, then a slave has got no choice in any matter. A slave just has to annihilate himself. And given, the more you annihilate yourself, mitakar khudi. Hazrat says, when you annihilate yourself, your khudi, that ana is what in a person. And this ana doesn't just go like that. A person, shaitan, fools you. Says, no, now I'm a buzurg. Now I don't have desire. Now when I give bayan, I'm sincere. But if be only myself, I have to do this introspection every split moment to realize when you do your introspection, then you realize, no, I failed. I'm just failing the test all the time. And for this, we have to be just begging Allah Ta'ala. And as Hazrat explains, that how we will make compensation of this. That every time you realize, I failed. And that is why Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us in the greatest ibadat, salah. Even you come with a firm intention that, oh Allah, I want to perform my salah only for your pleasure. But if a person is sincere when you make salam, you realize, Allahu Akbar, Ya Allah, you so great. Astaghfirullah, I just made a mess of it. I couldn't fulfill and wake. And when Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Ma arafnaka haqqa ma'rifatik, Ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatik. Oh Allah, we recognize you according to your recognition. And who? The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had the greatest recognition. The great, the best ibadat was the ibadat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when a person realizes this, then all the time we should be annihilating ourselves. And this is just this barakat of the zikr of Allah. As the teacher asks, one is general zikr we make, one is our zikr that is prescribed. Make it with the intention that I'm taking my spiritual medicine. That I want to take out this annihilation, this ego in myself, and this pride, and that I think I'm somebody, all this, then only bahudahu right. Then only you'll become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the more you annihilate yourself, then Allah ta'ala will elevate you. And as Allah elevates you, you won't think I'm elevated. More you'll be doing this, tujay ho mubarak ye ashke nadamat, naye baab ulfat ke wa ho rahai. That Hazrat says now, blessed to you that you just see all the time tears of regret are pouring out. That, oh Allah, you gave me the opportunity, but you're saying, astaghfirullah, oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, I came in the majlis, I didn't sit with the right intention. And every time, on your forget on sins making tawbah, on your good deeds you'll be crying. As Allah Ta'ala explains, وَبِلْ أَصْحَارِيُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Those people who spend their night in ibadat, at the time of Sehri, when the night is coming to an end, they're seeking forgiveness from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So people like me, we still at a very low level that our sins, we have to be crying. Allah says, if you cry upon your sins, then that tears of yours are very mubarak. Because now Allah will open new doors of ulfat, of getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you'll see that real enjoyment is in staying away from sin. Real enjoyment is in the gatherings of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where once upon a time you thought there was enjoyment in the club. There was enjoyment with your friends talking about entertainment. Now you see no enjoyment is here. Let me also go. Yeshane, and all this is no person's own achievement. Yeshane karam hai ke nalai ko par karam hai unke har dam ata ho raha hai. Then a person realizes when Allah Ta'ala opens the doors of the love of Allah, the enjoyment of the zikr, and a person makes his zikr with the intention of his spiritual the medicine, then a person will realize this is only the special splendor of Allah Ta'ala's kindness. That nalai, the Hazrat Allahu Akbar, this is the humbleness. That the more a person gets closer to Allah, the more he gets humbled in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his eyes is on the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But ourselves, or myself, our reality is a person should realize that I'm not like, I'm not worth of anything. And Allah is still so kind. What is the mercy of Allah? A person like me who is not worth anything, every moment Allah is blessing me with such favors. Allah brought me to such a gathering. If people know my reality, in reality I'm talking of myself. We all should check our own condition. Nobody will want me to be sitting here. Nobody will want me to sit close to me. So this is Allah Ta'ala's very kind, her fadl and karam, and we should be begging for this all the time. Hazrat says, Muhabbat ki akhtar karamat to dekho, ke sultan hokar gada ho rahe. And Hazrat says that, oh Akhtar, addressing himself, but telling us that see, that the spark of the love of Allah Ta'ala, what karamat, what miracles it will bring in a person's life. That in, when you get the love of Allah and you realize, I'm an ordinary, useless slave of Allah. Allah is granting me just love of Allah. Then you realize you can be the king of the world, but you'll become like an ordinary mendicant. You'll humble yourself in the court of Allah. You'll come for salah. You'll stand in the same line like what your slave, like an ordinary person. And you'll realize in the court of Allah, where is any of my ability can hold any weight in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala give us an iota of this reality and grant us this new wine of the love of Allah ta'ala every split moment.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin istafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه صدق الله العظيم. Last week also spoke on this ayat, just a few other aspects also, and what we discussed during the week as well, inshallah. Before that, just one little addition to that example of the money printing machine. Allah Ta'ala put goodness in it from dirty people like us, but Allah Ta'ala put goodness in it, that money printing machine will extend it a bit from our side, Allah forgive us, that it can print fake notes also. So that also we have to see, it depends where we put it. It will print, it can print fake notes also. And it can print 10, 20, 50, 100, 200. And if a person put it on a fake note and the whole month he was working, but he only got fake notes. If our ibadat, our intentions are not right, if our ibadat is not right, all the things which we are listening, so valuable advices, mashallah, Maulana Ridwan Sahib, Mufti Muhammad Desai Sahib, all the different advices, all other ulama will also be giving. So all those advices, if we take them, then inshallah we'll get saved. Otherwise, if the whole month passes and then on each night we find we only got fake notes, what a sad thing it will be. Or if we put it on 10 rand notes, and the whole month we printed, and I could have put it on 200, but I put it on 10 rand note, then also, yesterday Mufti Muhammad Desai gave this beautiful example, that a person who had a itar shop, perfume, he used to go somewhere, he told his son all the prices of the itar, etc. He went away. And then he asked, and his customer came. He said, yes, customer came. He bought this. He took two bottles. I sold it to him for 200 rupees, whatever it might be. So his father got very angry and upset. He said, these are 2,000 rupee bottles. And now you sold it for 200. What a great loss I suffered. So the father was very upset and very down. But then the son came and he asked for forgiveness. So the father said, no. On that I made 98 rupees profit. And my profit was 98, but I could have made so much more. So here in the month of Ramadan, whatever we do and how much we could have done, Allahu Akbar. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So anyway, just a few aspects. This month of Ramadan, that Allah Ta'ala says, Shahru Ramadan, Alladhi Unzila Fihi Al-Qur'an. The month of Ramadan, in which the Quran Sharif was revealed. So from there we gather there is a great connection between the month of Ramadan and the revelation of the Quran Sharif. In fact, ulama have written, all the heavenly scriptures came down in the month of Ramadan. The Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, the Psalms of Dawood alayhi salam, all came down in Ramadan. So there is a great connection between Ramadan and the month of the Quran. Ramadan is the month of fasting. So fasting has also got a great connection with the Quran Sharif. This Quran Sharif, which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has revealed, Hudal Linnas, it's a kitab of Hidayat, which makes, and Bayyinat, which is in the plural, very much openly it explains between Kufr and Shirk, between Kufr and Iman, between Shirk and Tawheed, between ibadat of Allah Ta'ala and following one's own nafsani khayishat, between muamalat, how a person's muamalat must be, all everything detailed in the Quran Sharif, then muasharat, all the details which we are hearing in the kitabs, and when we hear it, we feel that perhaps I'm not even a Muslim. All the different, what aspects on the muasharat, and then in the muasharat, muamalat, and akhlaq. If we check any of these, we find that we are so far lacking. And only thing we can have is hope on the mercy of Allah. Besides that, we stand no chance whatsoever. So we look at our own amal, we feel very despondent. But we look at the mercy of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, we can only have hope. And Allah's mercy, how much won't it be on the day of Qiyamah? Anyway, so these realities have to come into us. So this Quran Sharif, ulama have written, what a beautiful point, that when a person recites Quran Sharif, it is the Kalamullah. And if a person wants to speak to Allah Ta'ala, then he recites Quran Sharif. It is said, Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayhi, said, that if a person recites the Quran Sharif and then he takes a qasam and oath that I spoke to Allah Ta'ala, it's true. He won't have to give the kafara of breaking that oath that he spoke something wrong. It will be correct. And if you want Allah to speak to you, then we make namaz. We say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah Ta'ala says Hamidani Abdi. My Banda has praised me. The whole dialogue takes place. So Allah is speaking to us. And a person, Allahu Akbar, may Allah make it Anwarus Salat, which is carrying on. If a person makes effort on his Salah, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, the closest a person is to Allah, wahuwa sajid. When he is in sajda, it is like his head is at the feet of Allah Ta'ala. And a person who gets that opportunity, may Allah let us make our namazes, work on our namazes, every ibadah. One alim wrote to Hazrat and said that I do all my mamulats, but munajat-e-maqbool, that I don't read, it gets left out. So Hazrat wrote back in munajat, this is the greatest enjoyment. That private secret talk with Allah Ta'ala. When you pour out your heart to Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, in this world, you know, when you pour out your heart to somebody who you love, how you enjoy it. Allah Ta'ala, we can get that love. So anyway, so the recitation of the Quran Sharif develops that love of Allah Ta'ala. Just like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, ulama have written, he is the only Nabi to ask Allah Ta'ala that, arini, show, I want to see you. And why was that? Because he was Kalimullah. He spoke. So the speaking to Allah makes it that you want to now see Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has given us his Kalam, by which we can speak to Allah. Now the desire will come to see Allah. And in this world, the order is lan tarani. You can't see me yet. But if you will carry on in this path, you will see me in Jannah. Make sabr. You will see me there. And everyone according to his status, he will see Allah Ta'ala in Jannah. Some will see Allah whenever they want to. Some will see once a week, once a month. Otherwise, other once a year. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said that it came in my heart. Hazrat said that this is not to see Allah. Is a punishment from Allah. Allah Ta'ala, who is the creator of Jannat, and here in this world we know so many beautiful things, places, people who got good character, ulum they have got, you just admire them. You envy them, where they get all this, and what tahqiqat, and what daqiq points, etc. So Allah, who is the fountain source, and if a person is deprived of Allah, Allah Ta'ala save us, forgive us all our wrongs and our shortcomings. And Allah Ta'ala grant us sincere tawbah, which is also for this month. So anyway, by reading Kalamullah, now you want to come closer to Allah. Now, Allah Ta'ala says to come closer to me, there has to be Quran Sharif, it's coming down, the Anwarat of Allah Ta'ala. Now, from your side, what must you do? One was the month of Ramadan's connection with Quran. And in the month of Ramadan, Allah prescribed fasting. Fal yasum. Keep the rozas. Now with rozas, your own carnal desires are being suppressed. Every person has got desire for eat and drink, food and drink. Your carnal desires we have got. And then a little extension. Sleep also everyone loves. But Allah Ta'ala told in this month, no eating and drinking. And your sleep also gets, and your carnal desires also, which are halal, all. Haram is haram throughout the year. But during this month, the halal also, Allah said, cut it off. And your sleep also, you're making taraweeh at night, 20 rakats. And you are going, a whole Quran you are reading, and how many people are reading? Much more than one Quran Sharif for the whole month also, so much they are reading. During the day, door is carrying on all the time. And this is also resemblance of in the last year of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and made door with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is also when we hamrawa somebody our door, make niyat of that sunnah, that Jibreel alayhi salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hamrawa Jibreel alayhi salam first, then Jibreel alayhi salam, hamrawa Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this also takes place. So when this Quran Sharif has got all that which is coming, and now, to cleanse ourselves, to make us recipients of this noor, we had to be clean. We are filled with dirt, filth, evil ideas, thoughts, everything of ours is so filthy and dirty. So Allah Ta'ala said, keep roza. Rozas will purify you. The rozas, and this is now not staying hungry, but keeping rozas. Then this roza will purify us. So, when we make that niyat, and that niyat is that not only I'm keeping roza, but I'm fulfilling the command of Allah for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. If Allah gives us that and we make, one is we have to make niyat. Well, am I afraid you're getting up for sahri? That is your niyat. But really, if we think that why am I keeping this roza, we make istihzar of that niyat to get the closeness of Allah, to please Allah Ta'ala. That's why I'm keeping this roza. Then this roza will become what is called sawm, which hopefully we will discuss how to make our roza a roza, not only to stay hungry. So the niyat is very, very important in that also, that I want the closeness of Allah and I want to be the favorite of Allah. That's why for Allah's sake, I'm staying away from my real desires, and which are halal for me. But I'm staying away from them during the day. At night, my sleep is so dear to me, but I sacrifice my sleep. For example, in the northern hemisphere at this time, the Raweeh, they finish perhaps at 1 o'clock in the morning. Isha is at about 12 o'clock. And about 1 o'clock, past 1, they're finishing with the Raweeh. Then what you going to do? You have to have sahri just now. And it's Fajr again. So how much on the whole night also is in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So with this roza, Allahu Akbar, what a beautiful point ulama have written, that when we in this roza, Allah says, wrap up your dastarkhan, put it away. Your food, your drink, you ate 11 months. Lot you ate. Now wrap it up, don't eat. I will open the spiritual dastarkhan for you. Now Allah Ta'ala will open. Now your tahajjud is coming and reality is coming in your namaz. Now when you are reading Quran Sharif, now you are reading it with that enjoyment. And now not only that, I'm finishing so many khatams. Allah give us tawfiq to have this love. This is what has to be developed in us. Love of Allah is a very, very major superior thing. In my little experience, that what I experience, everyone has got his own right, but our Shaykh, Hazrat Mashah Hakim, after Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahumullah, when he came, he spoke of the love of Allah. All Buzurgs have got it. Now when we read Hazrat Shaykh's kitab, before we just said to Fazail-e-Amal, but now how much of Allah's love Hazrat has written. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, I thought just Hazrat speaking Masail, he's a Mufti, but how much of Allah's love they had. But Hazrat opened it up, made us conscious that the love of Allah is a major thing in our lives. Many times we go to work, we pass so many shops, but you don't notice any of the shops. When you need the shop, or somebody points it out, now you realize that this business is also here. Hazrat opened it up. So that is what we have to try, and to ask Allah, which Hazrat said, if you ask Allah for everything, but we did not ask from Allah, Allah. We did not ask him for his love. Then we haven't asked for anything. So that is, and if we ask Allah for his love and we ask nothing else, we have asked for everything. So may Allah give us tawfiq that our du'as also are made like that. One is to read Munajat-e-Maqbool. One is to make our du'as for our necessities. But this must be our greatest need. Allah's rida, that Allah be pleased with us. Because generally we do things to satisfy our own desires, our own, or for the sake of people we do, for various reasons, for dunya, love of dunya, we do things, but to do things not even for our nafs, but only for Allah's pleasure. We have to make dua for this and beg of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, this hidayat which Allah has sent is in the Quran Sharif, it is jali or it is khafi also. That is hidden. And that is also all the time Allah's hidayat. You yourself are a source of hidayat. That who gave me this eyes to see? What a great ne'mat. Who gave me this brains? What a ne'mat. All the ne'mats of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So that was not spoken. Allah has explained it in the Quran. Alam naj'al lahu aynayn. All Allah Ta'ala explained. But even a person just thinks he sees the sky, he sees the earth, he sees the sun, the moon. Everything. And then there are other, all the signs of Allah Ta'ala which are jali, which are clear. And then there are those signs which are ajla, which are in the Quran Sharif, which are very, very clear, like the sun when it comes out. How it lights up everything. Really, the Quran Sharif, may Allah give us, and we got such a short life in order to acquire Quran Sharif. In this life, if we acquired Quran Sharif, in fact, really, even if we just acquired one ayat of the Quran Sharif, one surah of the Quran Sharif, and we got the clear and bright shining signs and of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and the proof of everything which is deen. Deen is 100% absolutely true. And that full contradiction comes into us. That was the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then they even walked over the water. What did they do? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he takes off the big gate of Khaybar, one man, which 40 men are needed to carry it. And then not only that, he uses it as a shield in his hand, left hand. Normally your left hand is weaker than your right hand. And with the right hand, he's fighting them. This is when the Quran Sharif will come into us. So this is what we have to make that effort. And Allah has given this clear, clear signs in the Quran Sharif for this. So this is the month that we have to get this. So where the Quran Sharif is such a great kitab, and we are so blessed with this kitab, and this month is connected with Quran Sharif, this month is connected with Rozas. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went and collected the Torah, 40 days he kept Rozas. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in the jungles, 40 days he kept Rosa, then Allah gave him Injil. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should go to the cave of Hira, and then there he should keep Rosas all the time. Allah blessed him with Nabuwat, Allah blessed him with the... So Rosas have got a great connection. It purifies us. And when we are purified, pure is coming down. We are purified. Then we can get the benefit of the Quran Sharif. So we also have to fulfill the rights of the Quran Sharif, which we have mentioned many times, and most of the statues have heard it. Just a little revision on that. The one is that we must have that first, that full convincing iman on the Quran Sharif. And this must be the be-all and the end-all of our lives. Today we are involved in a lot of other things, but the Quran Sharif, and like today, how the cell phone is with us, all the time the mobile, we can't do without it. May Allah make it that the Quran Sharif becomes like that in our lives, to read Quran. And then the love of the Quran Sharif, great, great love we should have for true love. And really, everyone check himself, I check myself. How much have we got that love for the Quran Sharif? And then the respect and honor for the Kalamullah. How great Allah is for His Kalam, that respect and honor. That also we should have. People of previous days, how much our old people, they were not so learned or anything, but how much of respect and how much of love they had. Then it is to learn the Quran Sharif. And myself, all of us, we ask, are we still learning in a learning process of the Quran? That must be also a daily, regular feature to be learning Quran Sharif. One hafiz, alim, they made Tarawih, they have completed. So I asked him, so with whom he was reading, I asked him, how did he read? He said, I advised him that improve, and I advised myself also. That all the time, the minute a person is content, that now I'm all right, he won't improve. And as long as a person feels I must improve, he will carry on till the end of his life. So the learning of the Quran Sharif also, as we carry on, we just have to carry on. And we learn new things all the time. And the Quran's splendors, and the Quran's knowledge, and the Quran's everything just doesn't end. It's just flowing more than what the Victoria Falls, Niagara Falls can give. It's just flowing all the time. It's for us to take it. May Allah give us tawfiq. And then to recite the Quran Sharif. Regularly we recite Quran in the month of Ramadan and out of the month of Ramadan. How much do we recite Quran Sharif? And then to practice on the Quran Sharif. And to make the Quran Sharif a living kitab in our lives. If that happens, everything has happened. And this we must keep in mind, that I have to do this. That is why I'm here in this world. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made this effort with Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Where they reached. And our practicing the Quran Sharif, and then to be teaching the Quran Sharif. Let us see how I can fit in where to teach the Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif directly or anything of the Quran that we have this niyat, that it is the Quran Sharif that I am teaching. And that also in various ways. But to teach the Quran itself is a great, great honor. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ أَوْ عَلَّمَ who teaches the Quran or who learns the Quran Sharif and then to propagate the Quran Sharif. That is another very great right of the Quran, to propagate its teachings wherever we can. And as we mentioned, that not necessarily that we sit on the minbar and give a talk wherever we are, with the wife, with the children at home, any social gathering, anywhere, but to speak a little bit of Quran Sharif and the teachings of the Quran Sharif. As I mentioned, just to give an example again, Maulana Qasim Ali Rahmatullah Ali, it was his habit that whoever he used to meet, give them some advice. A non-Muslim also. For example, he would say, be good to your wife. That's the teaching of the Quran. Be good to your parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. A teaching of the Quran. You don't say it's Quran, so you just say, be good to your wife. Be good to your parents. Look after your children. This you can tell everyone and the whole world. It's a universal teaching which everyone accepts. And in this way, you can the teachings of the Quran, you are propagating all the time. Everyone according to his level, small children. For them, you speak to them also of the Quran Sharif. At their level, you tell them, so give them some advice. You tell them a story and you take out the moral. Stories, children like stories. But if you start with a big bayan, they're going to sleep away. They're not going to be interested. But you tell them a story and make it a little how they would like it. And then you take out your moral also in the same process. They will benefit also. They will enjoy also. So to propagate the Quran Sharif also. And then another aspect of this month of Ramadan, that we are now, that soon will be the last 10 days. And then will be the i'tikaf. Also, if we think, in the whole world, how much of Quran Sharif is being recited. Whether it's the jungles of Africa and Asia, whether it is the concrete jungles of America and Europe, throughout the world, across the land, everywhere. In shops, Quran Sharif is being recited. In plains, Quran Sharif is being doors during the day is carrying on. At night it is being recited in Taraweeh. How many people in their nafil? Just like that they are reading at night. Allahu Akbar, how happy mustn't Allah Ta'ala. And what good readers of the Quran Sharif. Throughout the world, what good readers. So how much the Quran, there is nothing which is more alive in the world than the Quran Sharif. Some have said that after Quran Sharif, perhaps Fazail-e-Amal is being read so much in the world. But Quran Sharif, in the whole world, how much it is being recited. There is no doubt the enemies also try and blow out, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِيُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ. They want to blow it out, but who can? What Allah wants to keep alive, who can blow it out? And how it is alive in the whole world. So, I'm also part of that. How fortunate. Whatever our little contribution can be, I'm also part of that. So anyway, our i'tikaf will start this year, Thursday night. Yeah. So the night of Jummah, Thursday night. And I just noticed Friday is a public holiday. Yeah. So we can make the best of it. It's one of the odd nights. It's a Friday night. And so to say, in our language, the i'tikaf will start off with a great bang. That it is Jummah's night also, it is an odd night also, and to be in i'tikaf for that. So what a great. Then we have got the opportunity, then one more Jummah also. Two Jummahs we will have, normally we have. So we must take full advantage. Those brothers who are going to be in i'tikaf in the whole world, how fortunate may Allah give us all tawfiq. There, even if you're just in the masjid, every minute you're in ibadat. Your night you can be sleeping, you are in ibadat all. You're eating, you are in ibadat also. And you go to the toilet and come back and you make sure you don't waste a second also. Don't read anything on the notice boards. Don't talk with anyone. While walking, you just make salam, it's alright, but not that you stop for a minute also, for a second also. So even the toilet will be counted in your ibadat. So what an occasion. And how many people will be sitting for the i'tikaf? So in this also, ulama have explained one beautiful aspect, that a person kept rozas and now he purified himself. The Allah Ta'ala sent the nur of Quran Sharif, that purified himself even more. And with this now, he became like the farishtas. Farishtas don't eat, they don't drink, they got no desires, they don't sleep. Allah raised him to that level. And now that nur also has come. So Allah Ta'ala says, now I permit you to come and stay in my house. Now you are staying in the house of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. For 10 days to stay in the house of Allah, and whoever will be for itikaf, may Allah give us all tawfiq. It is that Allah has called you to stay in His house. And then immediately, when the Ramadan comes to an end, the months of Hajj start. So now, those who Allah Ta'ala has chosen, you stayed in my house then, I'm calling you to my house here, in Makkah Sharif. I'm calling you to my house. And now what has happened actually, all your namazes, your whole life you were reading, facing towards the Qibla, Kaaba. But now Allah removed 8,000-10,000 of kilometers from your way. Allah removed all the mountains and rivers and seas, all the jungles and everything Allah removed. Here is my Kaaba now. My house, here you are. And now you are drunk in my life. Now you make tawaf. And go around the Kaaba. What a beautiful deen Allah has given us. And this is all to bring this reality into each one. I have to think, if I'm giving bayan, no, not enough. But it must be coming into us. This reality must be coming into us. Then we will see that what a beautiful deen we have got. And for that, it's all this effort, whatever effort is taking place, is for this, that this reality of deen in its reality comes into us. And also, as Hazrat's one poem, Meri nazar par unki nazar paas ba rahe. On my eyes, his eyes were watching. It's a pity I didn't know of this before. The quicker we understand this reality, usually you would like Mufti Saab explained, Mufti Shafi Saab Rahmatullahi, at the age of 30, he looked back in his life. We would say, 30, you hardly started life, sir. He said, your 30 years of your life are gone. What did you do? And we don't take into consideration. We think when we become old, then we will make ibadah. Then we start taking things serious. May Allah Ta'ala guide us. May Allah guard us. And really, our children from a young age heard of a little girl, 2-year-old, keeping roza. These things were not there before. They're keeping roza, 2-year-old girl keeping roza. So may Allah give us tawfiq and we move in this direction. And then hopefully we will reach our goal. And if we reach our goal, it isn't only Jannah, more higher than that, the Zaat of Allah. And Jannah is credit. Allah is now here, cash. But let us try sincerely, Tawbah, Istighfar, and Allah Ta'ala is most merciful and most kind. Allah Ta'ala will take us. But we will prepare ourselves, and this is the opportunity. What I mentioned last night, that 10-15 days are gone. Many, we all say now, Ramadan is going so quick. Ramadan is gone already. That's not for what Ramadan is. Let us look at the past. What did I achieve? What did I do? And really now that the other 15 days or so are left, let me try and cover up. And more we work towards that. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah, and work towards this, and make this Ramadan and every Ramadan very, very fruitful for us, and let us move towards Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allah give me and us all tawfiq, inshallah.